Al-Adhan, or the call to prayer, is a form of ibadah, or an act of worship, which must be done exactly as it was taught by the Prophet, peace be upon him. No changes, additions, or alterations should be done to this ibadah so that it can be accepted. In this video, we'll go through the most common mistakes when performing the adhan, but some mistakes are so severe that they change the meaning of the sentences completely. The mistakes listed will progressively get more serious, so make sure to watch till the end to get the full benefit, inshallah. The first and the most basic mistake is in pronouncing the word adhan itself. Adhan starts with hamza, so there is no alif here or med whatsoever. The mistake is that some people say adhan while adding alif after the hamza, and this is a mistake because adhan means ears, not call to prayer. Other variations of the mistake are azan with z or adan with d, which are both incorrect forms of the word because azan means to decorate and adan means to condemn. Although these are not serious mistakes that have consequences, but we should at least know the proper name of the ibadah that we are performing. Now let's get down to the adan itself. There are four types of mistakes that we'll be discussing: addition, deletion, substitution, and singing. Let's start with the first type of mistakes, which is the mistakes of addition. And this includes adding letters, med, or even adding words or phrases to the adhan. Some of these mistakes are quite serious, since they completely change or corrupt the meaning. The first mistake is adding alif to the beginning of the honored word after Hamzat al-Wasl, and say Allahu Akbar. This turns the sentence into a question. So instead of saying Allah is the greatest, you would be saying Is Allah the greatest? Instead, you should just pronounce the Hamzat al-Wasl and say Allahu Akbar, not Allahu Akbar. Next is a very common mistake, which is adding alif to akbar because of your willing to extend it, which sounds like this. Allahu Akbar. And this is another serious mistake that changes the meaning because the word akbar is the plural of kabar, which means drums. Instead, there is no mad at all in any part of this word, so it should just be akbar. Allahu Akbar. Next, we're still in the first sentence, but this time adding waw between the honored word and the word akbar. This happens when you extend the dhamma of the honored word and say Allahu Akbar or Allahu Akbar. And both of these versions are wrong and should not be used. Dhamma on the honored word should remain dhamma. Allahu Akbar. In the first shahada, we have another mistake, which is adding alif to the end of the word ilah, making it sound like this. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And the word ilaha changes the meaning and formation of the shahada. Ilaha means two deities. So don't extend anything that can't be extended. So leave it as fatha. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Similarly, the second shahada, turning the fatha on anna into alif, and say Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And this changes the meaning in a way that makes the one performing the adhan declaring himself the prophet, which is a different meaning, of course. Instead, just keep it as fatha. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Another similar mistake is in the word hayya, which also turns the fatha into alif and sounds like this. Hayya ala salah. And this also changes the meaning. Another wrong addition is of the word sayyidana to the second shahada and saying Ashhadu anna sayyidana Muhammad. While the intention is good in respecting the Prophet, peace be upon him, it is not up to us to add words into the adhan as we see fit. Similarly, adding entire phrases like Hayya ala khayri al-amal or As-salatu khayrun min al-amal or any kind of these lines, No matter how beautiful you might think it is haram and must not be made. So these are the most common and important additions that should be avoided. Moving on to the second type of mistakes, which is deletion. And this type of mistakes refers to the deletion or dropping of letters or harakat in words of the adhan. The most famous one is dropping the ha in the shahada and saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And that mistake does change the meaning as well. Instead, you should make sure that the ha is pronounced fully. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Next is dropping the ta marbuta at the end of the word salah, which is pronounced in this case as ha, and saying, Hayya ala salah. The word salah with no ha at the end means fire, and salah with the ha at the end is prayer. So that ha must be clearly pronounced without exaggeration to be pronounced correctly. And of course we say as-salah, not as-salat, with a full ta at the end. The third type of mistakes is substitution. And it is basically mispronouncing letters for another or changing the harakat for a different one. The first substitution is idgham in the first shahada with idhar and saying, Ashhadu anna la ilaha illallah. And that is a definite mistake that should not be made. In this case, noon must be fused with lam to say alla, not an la. That is not an option in the adhan. It is possible that you do see it as two different words, but even then, you must always fuse them together using idgham. And a similar substitution is in the second shahada with pronouncing the tanween and saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. While you should apply idgham and say, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So, Muhammadan Rasul. This must be performed. No other options. Another mistake in this sentence is using fatha on Rasul instead of Dhamma and saying Rasulallah, while it should be Rasulullah. The next mistake would be mispronouncing ha as ha and saying Hayya ala salah instead of saying Hayya ala. So Hayya and Hayya are two different verbs in Arabic and must not be mistaken for one another. And finally, at the end of the word al-falah, exchanging the ha into ha, or not pronouncing the ha fully at all, and make it sound like this. Hayya ala al-falah. And the word al-falah means the desert. Finally, and most importantly, the last type of mistakes, which is singing the adhan. Or in other words, the over-elongation of the words, which is by far one of the most common mistakes in so many masjids around the world. People often mistake beautifying their voices with singing or over-elongation of words that should never be elongated in Arabic speech. This remains a mistake no matter how many people make it. But what is really the problem with elongating words in the adhan then? Well, first of all, there has never been any report of any kind, not even at any degree of authenticity, that words can be extended for more than 6 harakat. This is the absolute longest you can extend. And even then, not just any random words can be elongated. There are rules of speech that must be followed. So if you want to extend the word as-salah in this position for, let's say, 12 harakat, which is a very common practice actually, it would require that the word would have 4 extra alifs, one after the other, which is not possible, of course. So extending where you should not extend will add letters that should not be there. So it was never reported that the Sahaba did that. In fact, the opposite was reported about Abdullah ibn Umar. Here are the words that you may elongate in the adhan and for how many harakat or counts. In the first line, the alif before the ha in the honored word should be elongated for 2 counts. In the second line, the word Allah can be elongated for 2, 4, or 5 counts. Then the word ilaha for 2 harakat. The honored word in this position can be elongated for 2, 4, or 6 harakat. And in the second shahada, you can extend the honored word also for 2, 4, or 6 harakat. Same thing with the word salah in this position, 2, 4, or 6, just like the word al-falah, but in the extra line of fajr, we may only extend the word salah for 2 harakat only. Finally, la can be elongated for 2, 4, or 5 counts. And as we pointed out before, ilaha can only be extended for 2, and the honored word would be in this position 2, 4, or 6 counts. So elongating for 12 or 16 harakat, like so many people do, is wrong and it is not the sunnah. Like saying, Allahu Akbar. Also, elongating words that should not be elongated is wrong and it is against the sunnah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. So you may extend and beautify the adhan, but without exaggeration and within the speech limits. Sometimes people extend hayya ala salah for far too long that you even forget which part of the adhan you were listening to. So that is definitely not the point. Finally, there are things that could be thought to be mistakes in the adhan while in fact they are not. First, the addition of sallu fi rihalikum is valid and was reported about the Prophet, peace be upon him. And it is said in cases of severe weather or dangerous situations where people must remain and pray where they are. It is then added after the adhan, at the end, or said instead of hayya ala salah. Both cases are valid and were reported. Second is saying Allahu Akbar for 2 times or 4 times are both valid at the beginning of the adhan and were both reported about the Prophet, peace be upon him. Also, splitting it up and saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, or linking them together are both valid and correct. If you do link them up together, you can put fatha, dhamma, or sukun on the ra of Akbar. All of these are valid and correct options, although the use of dhamma is the most famous form used. And last, if you want to see the practical application of the adhan according to the sunnah, click on this link. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to our vocals channel, dedicated to educational vocals and recitations. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time.